Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A familiar voice that you haven't heard in a couple of Sundays.
Yeah. Had to do the whole Ren Fair thing last week Sunday.
Yeah. Is there a corresponding Stimpy Fair?
I wish. Log, log.
It's big, it's heavy, it's wood.
Log, log.
It's better than bad. It's good. Captain's Log, Stardate 05222022. This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Wow, Steve Classic with you.
And Richie Rich.
A couple of weeks ago, you were like, you know, Esquire means that you're a lawyer.
Someone else brought that up.
Okay, yes, well, it was brought up. I want to clarify that I do say Esquire, if you will. So if you won't, that's fine. If you're like, you know what I mean, okay, then you don't. So
and he also brought up that it's covered under parody and all that other stuff. So you're allowed as a comedian.
And you have passed the bar.
I generally don't pass the bar. Say,
when was the last time you haven't passed the bar?
I generally just go in and stop. Oh, look, a bar. And I'll go in. But, yeah, it's not like me to pass the bar, but it's, you know, I have been sort of abstaining from the alcohol. I'm doing a diet thing. So, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Real quick, a big happy birthday to David Olson. This kid?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. It's his 18th. He's supposed to be calling in at some point.
I know. I wanted to jump him on it.
Oh, you've usurped.
I've usurped a happy birthday.
Nice.
How's that feel?
Yes, hopefully he'll be doing some activism, but, yeah, we don't know. We'll see what happens. this... Richie, you're, of course, you bring in the zaniest stuff.
It's been two weeks. You guys got to cover some nonsense at some point.
So we'll give in. It's fine.
Okay, all right.
We want to talk about this from cron.com. C-H-R-O-N, not K-R-O-N or C-R-O-N.
Crom! Not Crom either.
NASA wants to send news in space.
Or to space, as it were.
In order to attract aliens. That's right. The full headline. NASA wants to send nudes in space to attract aliens. The images were revealed as part of a study included in NASA's Beacon in the Galaxy project.
Whose nudes are they sending?
Yeah, first of all,
and do they think the aliens are going to be attracted to humans?
If we want to keep the aliens away, you might send different pictures.
Do they have an alien like from, I don't know, New Mexico in the 50s?
I don't know.
Like where they've shown a variety of nudes to, and the alien has been like, oh, I like that one.
Send that out to space.
You know,
if you really want to get into trouble now, right, if you want to keep them away. Send that new Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition cover. Bam. Canceled. Right here.
You have no sightings have gone away.
No amount of alien would make that attractive.
Right.
Is NASA tax funded still?
Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Pretty sure there's.
What does NASA stand for?
Theft needed another 7 astronauts?
Oh, I thought it was never a straight answer.
Oh, it's probably both. Okay. Really. Yeah. Who decides what's going to be attractive to aliens?
That's what I'm saying. It's bizarre.
Aliens.
That's what I'm saying. Do they have a couple of aliens, you know, that are like, you know, they're paging through the Playboy or whatever?
They're doing the market research somewhere.
They're on, you know, Pornhub or whatever. Like, oh, not that one. Yeah, we like that. We're into that, you know. But, like,
send it out.
How do you know? How do you know? Anyway, the article says, hey, E.T., you up? You see what they did there?
Another zinger.
NASA is planning on launching nude images into space as part of its latest attempt to make contact with other intelligent life in the universe.
It's not how you track intelligent life, man.
According to a study recently released.
That's thought bait right there.
However, the proposed unsolicited pictures, right, because otherwise the aliens would have been like, hey, dudes, send nudes.
Maybe they got that signal in already. You know what we really need? You want us to come down there.
They're like, yeah, you know, we got your orb from, you know, 1965 or that they sent up into space or whatever, but...
Just comes back, yeah, teaser, GTFO.
Yeah, they're like, we got the math, we got, you know, the pictures that you sent and all that stuff, but like, no nudes. What's up with that? Send some nudes. Anyway, the proposed unsolicited pictures won't be graphic photographs of actual naked humans like you might think.
They're sending up dolphins.
Monkeys, maybe, I don't know.
Instead, they're basic anatomical drawings of a man and a woman accompanied by depiction of DNA. The humans are waving, likely to make them seem more welcoming to the galaxy and not at all creepy.
Not at all creepy.
These sketches were revealed in a study that's part of a NASA project called Beacon in the Galaxy, which aims to spark communication with any alien civilization that might be out there. There's a picture of it.
They should entice them with the tentacle porn from Japan, if anything. They're going to be drawing it anyway. Look, we've got tentacles too.
Yes, and just remember.
Is there any a dollar figure on this study?
I mean, how much would you pay?
For a drawing?
$10,000? $100 million?
They have a drawing here, and it looks like 8-bit art. Okay. Right? The old digital...
Oh, it's an NFT.
You know, I don't even know if this would qualify. As
the aliens own it, but they can never never retrieve it.
They come down and cash it in. It's worth like 3 Bitcoin.
When they get here 100 years from now, who knows?
Yeah.
The 21st million one.
Like, yeah, we want to buy the Earth. We have like 4 Bitcoin.
We have this NFT that you sent out to us.
The transmitted message also includes simple representations of a world map and a diagram about how Earth's gravity works. Great. Just tell them all our secrets.
How human-centric, too, to only send nudes of humans. There's more, and the monkeys, there's more species here, man.
Yeah, they may be into interspecies erotica.
If they're going to be attracted by the nudes, they would almost have to be.
Scientists say the message will be written in binary code, which they believe could be extensively understood by extraterrestrials.
Oh, that's going to really piss off the non-binary people. You're sending the aliens binary code? You're excluding us from this communication?
Yeah.
Wow.
Though the concept of mathematics in human terms is potentially unrecognizable to ETI, or Eddie, binary is likely universal across all intelligence, the study reads, except for when did humans develop binary, like in the last 100 years?
I mean...
What is it, ones and zeros? Yeah, like, yeah. Like Morse code?
It's digital, right? It's a digital technology. Okay. It hasn't been around for very long.
I hear you, but I feel like the either-or scenario of binary has been universal.
You're right. I'm just thinking of digital technology, yes, where they digitize everything into ones and zeros that currently exist. Binary has been around for a lot longer than that. Binary, the simplest form of mathematics, as it involves only two opposing states, zero and one, yes or no, black or white, mass or empty space.
Male or female, you get the idea.
The proposed message also includes basic mathematical and physical concepts to establish universal means of communication, followed by information on the biochemical composition of life on the Earth, the solar system's time, stamp... Okay, this is all just...
Starting.
Yeah. Why even go to the trouble of... They obviously paid somebody to make this what looks like 8-bit art. Right, I mean, Sports Illustrated has existed, Penthouse has existed. Like, they don't need to, you know, recreate.
Just put it in the capsule and just send it out.
Yeah, you know.
There's an anatomy textbook in college stands right now.
Right.
Just send them the book.
Like, or send some elementary school textbooks about that, you know.
No.
I don't know. The aliens may, you know, come to the rescue. Who knows?
This is what they're teaching the kids down here.
Yeah. Help.
All right.
Some SOS with some nudes.
I mean, I don't know. Like, if I wanted to attract aliens, first of all, I want to be specific and very picky.
Do they want to attract the aliens?
Well, that's what it says, to attract aliens.
Attract them.
So if I want to attract aliens, first of all, I want to attract aliens that are friendly.
Okay.
Right? Not ones that want to, like, come here and destroy us all and take over the planet.
Not
and
the bots and machine aliens.
Right? So I'm going to send them, like, a problem that we can't solve.
Okay.
Right? You know, like...
World peace.
And the Fed. How do we do it?
Yeah,
some sort of a disease that we can't conquer.
Monkeypox.
You know, something, right? Send them a problem that mankind has yet to solve and see if they come back and be like, oh, dude, here. This is the answer. Yeah.
And if they solve it, blame them for causing it in the first place, because otherwise, how would they know?
You sound like a politician now. Create the problem, and then create the solution, and then take credit for it.
Alien overlords. That's why they call them overlords.
603-283-6160. Do you want to attract aliens? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back! side and
front.
And front. But I'm not top nor bottom.
I prefer top to bottom if I had
if you gun to your head had to choose.
Had to choose.
Yeah.
So we're back. Hey, I don't
know. Yes, we are.
Back.
This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what you're listening to. We are not your father's radio program.
That's it.
Maybe. We've got a cool dad. He might be listening.
Well, yeah. That's true. I mean, I'm getting up there in age, so like
we're the cool dad's radio program. I'll tell you that much.
Certainly the most unique dad's radio program that's on the air. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. Phones are open, as always. We've been talking about nudes in space.
So NASA, holler at your boy if you want to send something.
Oh, you had the numbers, didn't you? For NASA, what does program cost?
Oh,
or is that the entire
the
NASA
program itself in 2020 was like $22.6 billion.
That's it?
Which
that's
was, a lot of nudes.
Which was 0.3% of the annual budget.
0.3
of these trillion-dollar budget.
0.3.
All these people, like they're making all this hubbub about Elon Musk gathering up like you know $44 billion or whatever it was to buy Twitter, and they're like, with that money he could have ended world hunger, and like that amount of money is like a drop in the bucket for the government budget, and so obviously government could have ended world hunger a couple hundred times over just in the last couple of years.
The weirdest thing about that, right, is like they said the $40 billion from Elon, and the initial reports that came out was like, well, he's so rich, that's like going to McDonald's and just buying like a small french fry.
Like, he's not that rich.
Well,
I mean, he's rich, but like, you know.
Whatever. But that's like the comparison they were making. Like, him buying Twitter is like you buying, you know,
a large fries
at McDonald's or whatever.
Maybe. Right.
So whatever, like, just let him do his thing. And all of a sudden it's like, well, now, you know, now it's world hunger money. And he should be doing something different with it.
He could have bought Congress for
That is a bothersome thing to me that happens not only at large scale with something like in the news like Musk buying Twitter, but even on a smaller scale where people want to spend your money.
Yes.
And you have no say in it.
And I mean, yes, of course, government is the biggest perpetrator of that, where they steal your money from you without your permission, and you don't have any choice. Well, you do have a choice. You can resist and go to jail, or resist enough that they kill you. But outside of that, like, other people always want to spend your money. They're always, like, super critical of, like, what you do and how you live your life.
The most ridiculous thing I heard about the Elon thing, right, on other shows, was that those people are so rich. They have so much money. Mm-hmm. That there's no way they could effectively spend it all back into the economy, right? Therefore, because they're incapable of spending it back into the economy efficiently, that's why the government must step in and steal it from them.
Because they do it more efficiently.
Because they're better at spending the money.
Right.
Right. So people are bad at spending money, so let's put a bunch of people who are bad at spending money in charge of taking money from other people without any choice to spend the money that they're bad at.
No, the government's good at spending money.
No, they're not.
It's the rich people. Yes, they are.
They say that, but...
Well, by good, you mean they're effective at spending ludicrous amounts for no reason at all, like thousands of dollars for a toilet seat and all that kind of stuff.
It's very easy for the government to spend money. So all we need to do is like have them steal it from the rich people who won't spend it, and then it gets spent back into the economy. That's the argument. Mm-hmm. I disagree, obviously, but that's, you know.
They're good at spending money. They're the best.
I take issue with people who want to spend other people's money.
Yep.
It's like, if you don't have money of your own to spend, how about you worry about you?
Yeah.
You know, look a little inside, you know, look in the mirror once, pal.
Not especially you, but, children. Put the toy down. Jesus. Don't spend my money like that.
So anyway, NASA wants to send nudes to space in order to attract aliens. And before we had the commercials there, I had opined that I want to be very specific about the type of aliens. Not, you know, I want one with three heads and 17 arms. No, I want if you're going to
Total Recall.
If you're going to attract
mainstream aliens,
yeah. If you're going to attract aliens, let's attract friendly aliens.
Okay.
Like, you know, ones that want to be helpful and, you know, perhaps we can trade with and learn stuff from and that kind of thing. Not ones that are going to be violent and be like, oh, look, food, right?
Benevolent, like, you know, benevolent overlords.
I don't even want them to be overlords. I just, you know, I mean, who wants overlords? Not me. Do you?
No.
Do you?
So if more aliens show up, they'll say, the program worked, we need more money to attract more aliens. And they'll get more money to send more, and it's, I don't know. Or if no aliens show up, they didn't spend enough.
Also,
they'll get more money.
Like the desire.
Would there be a hillbilly rocket to stop them at the border of Earth?
Also, the desire.
At the border of Earth?
The desire to attract aliens to me seems, well, alien. Like, first of all, human beings aren't even smart enough, capable enough to not alienate their own people.
It's hard enough to attract each other at this point.
Amen. So, like, this desire, I have this theory that the aliens haven't really shown themselves to us because they've taken a look at our society and they're like, no, no way, they're, no, uh-uh, we ain't going. Here's what they do. They breed and they conquer. Those are the two things that this planet is really good at, breeding and conquering. And they don't want us. Yeah, they don't want us to like take over their planet or their ships or their.
Just
you know.
Wait, we'll figure it out. And we're coming for you, alien.
especially at the rate that humans breed.
Yeah.
Right. So there was a comedian. I'm not sure if it was. I think it was Carlin, who said, "When Mother Earth is done with humans, it's going to shake us off like a bad case of fleas," which I believe. But also, somebody made an analogy that human beings are more akin to cockroaches. As far as primates are concerned, because of the way we breed and how we adapt and overcome our environments and our survivability and all that kind of stuff. So it's an interesting analogy.
Are we really breeding that much more, though? I mean, the baby boomers get the name because they've, like, bred the most. I thought it's, like, slowed down since then.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the numbers recently, and it probably has slowed down since the baby boomers, of
producers
course.
On.
But, I mean, the world population is still at an all-time high.
Yeah.
So, well, they've got for that figured out coming up.
Well, until the baby boomers die off, and it's going to take a precipitous dive.
Yeah. We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course,
theoretically,
start breeding with aliens.
Ah!
Oh, my goodness.
That might work.
And then that brings, like, racism into a whole different light, doesn't it?
Bilingual babies?
Bi-species?
Bi-species.
Yeah. Ooh.
Chimeras. Isn't that the word? Is that the right term?
Maybe. Chimera is a metal band, but, you know.
Okay.
I just know that because I'm a metal guy.
I thought that was like a part human hybrid.
I think you are correct, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So does the producer say you're
I'm
correct?
Getting a nod from
getting
the producer.
A nod from the producer. Okay. That's good. That's good. Thank you, producer. So, I don't know, this whole desire of NASA to attract aliens, like, to what? Shoot them down? Like, torture them?
Depends if they come bearing gifts or if they come bearing weapons.
Even if they do, what do you think government's going to do with them? Do you think they're going to be like, oh, hey, buddy, shake a hand and put an arm around him, introduce him to the world? No!
No,
they're going to dissect them. They're going to put them, you know.
They're going to hit them up for campaign funds.
Aliens, if you're listening, just don't come. It's not,
be not worth
humankind
it.
Is not ready for it yet.
Pull out of Earth.
Definitely. Coming up, we'll talk about prank calling your politicians. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are holding somewhat steady this weekend. AAA reporting the national average cost for a gallon of regular is $4.59 a gallon. That's up from the average a week ago of $4.12. Drivers with Uber and Lyft feeling the pain, with this driver telling Fox News she's being more selective on when she drives.
I try to work weekends only now because on the weekdays it's kind of slow, so instead of wasting gas, I just cut down the days and work the weekends.
Ukraine is rolling out a ceasefire as Russian fighting intensifies in the eastern part of the country. Russia has been waging a major offensive in Ukraine's Donbass region. In his nightly address, President Zelensky calling the situation extremely difficult and saying Ukrainian forces were holding off the Russian army in two major cities in the region. USA Radio News. A federal judge says the Biden administration has to keep Title 42, the pandemic policy used to remove illegal immigrants from the southern border due to COVID. But Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says it's only temporary. He's pushing for a vote to keep the policy in place and reinstate other Trump-era immigration policies.
In my home state of Tennessee, we still have each month more overdoses and more deaths from fentanyl coming across that border than we've ever had before. It gets worse by the month. The Biden administration is doing everything they can to transform America, and Title 42 is the last tool left for our Border Patrol agents to actually push back.
Johnny Depp will take the witness stand Monday in his defamation trial against Amber Heard. A source telling Deadline that Depp will be called by the defense as a witness a little over 2 weeks since he last appeared on the stand. Next week will mark the final week of the trial, with the defense expected to rest their case early in the week. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Said it, and boy how.
So it must be true.
Boy howdy.
No, boy how.
Boy how.
Wait. Yeah, that's right.
It's my Indian name.
Mine is Wampamanam Squaw.
No.
Who's on first? I don't know. Oh, wait, he's on second. 603-283-6160. That is the telephone number here to this radio show. It's called Free Talk Live, where we bring you all sorts of fun, but generally speaking, from the perspective of liberty, peace, and freedom, and prosperity, and some other words that I probably shouldn't say on
the radio. Whatever the buzzwords that the consultant said to use.
Correct. Yes. Insert consultant buzzwords here.
Yeah. Coming up next.
That's what it says in front of me. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Richie Rich had a vacation. You were at, not Stimpy Fair, but Ren Fair?
The Ren Fair, yes.
So do you feel renaissanced? Are you a renaissance man?
I had fun. Okay. I definitely had fun.
All right, good.
It was a
good.
Smaller fair.
Mm-hmm.
It was enjoyable. I would probably go back. I don't want to say, like, it's my thing, right? Like, I'm not going to, get in full Renaissance costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they did some, like, sword fighting demonstrations and some, I will say this. Like, one complaint that there's, like, a black powder firearm or not firearm demonstration. And, man, if there was no balls in the black powder pistols, like, even if there weren't, yeah. right, the safety protocols was a little lacking.
A little questionable.
I'm sitting front row, man, and like they demoed like three pistols, and I got flagged like three times.
Did you have a lot of mead?
I don't drink, so I have.
How about, did you have a
fresh squeezed lemonade?
Did you walk around with like a giant turkey leg?
One did not have the turkey leg.
What?
Right?
Wow.
I was told I have to go to another Ren Fair to get the turkey leg.
How do you have a Ren Fair with... All right, well...
Talk to the producer.
I want to tell you guys that since, you know, perhaps the Ren Fair that you've attended wasn't as entertaining as you'd liked it to be, you can attend ForkFest 2022. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
And hell, wear your Renaissance gear. No one's going to say anything.
Yeah, I mean, you're free to do all of it. In fact, you could have your own Renaissance fair within ForkFest itself. If that's an event that you wanted to put on, feel free to do so. Sure. Because ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one's in charge. There's no ticket cost. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day weekend than around other freedom-loving individuals and activists here in New Hampshire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can find links to the Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Again, forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with us, forkfest.party. This is Free Talk Live, so let's go to the phones. We have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. Listen, the idea that the state somehow deserves the money that was produced by, the good work of an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. no matter how, high the total is of any of that.
Or even any laborer, for that matter.
Well, exactly. Are we against slavery or are we for it? I mean, you give it to the government, and that's going to produce slavery.
Well,
you give it to Elon Musk, or you let Elon Musk spend it as he will.
If he doesn't spend it, though, it's just taken out of the economy. Just gone. Poof. Gone from everybody. Can't be done anything with it.
That's exactly what happens when you give it to the government. It disappears more effectively that way than any other way.
Well, if they can just keep printing money, why do we have to pay taxes? Just keep printing. Why? No.
Keep it. Going to get disappeared with questions like that.
Because it's a control feature. That's why.
That's exactly right. It is a control feature.
Yeah. I mean, all of these people, pointing their finger at our, the good entrepreneur. I think he's a good entrepreneur. Do you guys disagree with that?
Yes.
I don't. He's a businessman. He's obviously worth billions, so he's doing something right.
He gets a lot of government welfare handouts.
Oh, yes. Okay, but, I mean, so do a lot of businesses. So.
Understood, but it's hard to call them good entrepreneurs. When the cronies.
They just recently diminished that by specifically to him because he does a good job working with his employees, and they don't need a third party.
Let me clarify. When I say good entrepreneur, I mean effective. I don't necessarily mean like principled.
Okay.
Right. So just to clarify the word good here, in my opinion, he's effective at starting businesses and generating money.
Yeah, government
money. He's a close to a principled entrepreneur. The ideas that are going on that are generating his profits are you get fed back into other people doing more work. I mean, can you find another
Here's the thing. From their perspective, from the status perspective, it depends, right? Because it's the velocity of money, it's the time preference of money. If he makes all those profits and lets it sit in a savings account somewhere, for example, right? Not the, like, he's only rich on paper because he's got stock valued a certain amount. Then it doesn't get spent back into the economy right away. That's the time preference. And the Keynesians, like the poor people now, want that spent back into the economy ASAP, not saved for later.
Wait a minute. You can't even say that. That hasn't been his practice. He's been in the business. He's been making money, and he hasn't done anything but put it back into the, you know, capital system that makes more money.
Possibly.
I don't see any evidence that he hasn't done that, as opposed to government, who doesn't need to even do anything to generate a profit. In fact, they're the exact opposite of an entrepreneur, where they take money from people. We don't give it to them. They take it. They take money from people without their permission, and then they spend it however the heck they want with no regard for whether or not it's going to benefit anybody except themselves.
Or their friends and family.
And their history of benefit is as close to zero as any entity gets.
Depends who you are.
No return on investment.
Again, depends who you are. Because if you're friends and family of those state agents, you are definitely benefiting. If you're up at the higher echelons of the political sphere, when they inflate the currency, you're benefiting.
It's been proved out, Picos, it's been proved out over and over and over again that the greater good has been by the people that reinvest positively the entrepreneurial activity that Elon Musk or even a...
So what about those who don't reinvest?
Hey, thanks for the call, Bad Slave. We appreciate it.
What if they hoard it like that dragon from that nerd book?
What's the nerd book?
The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, right. 603-283-6160. Do entrepreneurs have a responsibility to spend their money according to your time preference? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. It seemed early on the morning.
Back, we're and.
I got an anagram, but let's see what you come up with.
We're back and. Back and we're. And back we're. I'm just moving those three words around in any which way I choose to make sure I've covered them all. If I missed one, give us a call. 603-283-6160. Again, the telephone number, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
All right, so I am old. I'm about to be 5 decades.
Wow.
Like next week.
Damn.
So I come from a time. I'm a time traveler. I've traveled to the past because, well, I was born there. I've traveled into the future, which is now.
Right.
And I
travel in time in one direction.
I come from a time before caller ID existed.
Oh, man, where you could actually prank call people?
Yeah,
I remember that.
I actually did real prank phone calls where nobody knew. There was no *69 redial option.
You had to dial the number.
You had to actually have rotary phone.
Do you have olive oil in a bottle?
Prince William in a can.
Let him out. Is your refrigerator running? Well, you better go check. Did all of those. All of them. Every one of them. We had I don't remember who it was. We had some neighbor down the street we called. We're like, hey, we just want to call and let you know your car has rolled down the driveway. We think you left it in neutral. And they're like, oh, no. And they slam the phone down. And we hear him run out and the door open. And they come back and we hear him run back and the door open. And they're like, you goddamn kids, I'm going to run, run. And we hang up as soon as they pick up the phone and try and yell at us.
Can't even ding-dong ditch anymore. Now everyone's got a Ring doorbell and video kids.
We looked up the last name Booger in the telephone book, the thick telephone book that you would just get. They don't deliver these anymore that I'm aware of. But so we look up the last, and there's three entries, right, in the major metropolitan area of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And so one of them is Ron Booger or something, and we're like, we call, and somebody answers, and hello? And we're like, yeah, can we speak to Dave Booger? And they're like, who? And I'm like, Dave Booger. And they're like, I'm sorry, there's no Dave Booger here. And I'm like, well, this is the Booger resident, isn't it? And he's like, yeah, this is Ron speaking. How can I help you? And we're like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess I must have picked the wrong Booger.
Hang up.
Is Mr. Wing there? Is Mr. Wong there? I guess I must have winged the wrong number.
So, I wasn't aware enough of anything either political or anti-political, as I like to call it, to prank call, like, politicians, for example.
Didn't they do that at, like, Forkfest, Porkfest within the last couple of years?
Oh, I don't know.
They drunk dialed politicians. It was a game that they played.
That sounds like something I would enjoy doing.
Bring it back.
We're bringing it back.
We're bringing it back.
So this is an article that I read. Why am I talking about prank phone calling and caller ID and all that? I have worked in telephony. That's how you pronounce it, not telephony. It's telephony. I have worked in this industry since...
The phone business.
The phone business, since particularly the digitization of telephones, because everything used to be analog and now everything's digital. This is called the inversion. So at any rate, this is from Wired. This hacktivist site lets you prank call Russian officials.
Why Russian?
Well, because
they're the bad guys now.
Oh, right.
Put your Ukraine flag down.
You got to pretend you're a lefty, because Wired is a very left-leaning...
Okay.
Most tech sites are.
Type of rag. Anyway, this hacktivist site lets you prank call Russian officials to protest the war in Ukraine. WasteRussianTime.today. That's the name of the site. WasteRussianTime.today. Auto-dials Russian government officials, connects them to each other, and lets you listen in on their confusion.
Nice. I feel like they could just do that and post the audio, and then I don't have to waste my time listening to the live call.
You don't also have to waste your time. You only get to listen to the calls that are quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could curate them and be like, oh, this one's great. Yeah.
The best of. I might subscribe to that podcast.
Prank calls of TikTok.
If you're listening, WasteRussianTime.today. Perhaps that is a feature you could put in there. Robocalls have become a modern scourge, the destroyer of focus, the nuisance that somehow cannot be eradicated, but perhaps they can at least be repurposed to strike a very small and slightly absurd blow against Russian government's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Or, as I like to add on to this story, any government at all.
Yes.
Quote, unquote, unprovoked.
Yes. Right, yeah. Definitely in quotes, or at least italicized. Today, a group of international hacktivists launched a website, WasteRussianTime.today, designed to combine prank calling and robocalling into an automated weapon of telephonic annoyance targeted at the Russian state. Visit the site, click a button, and it'll cycle through a leaked list of Russian government, military, and intelligence phone numbers to connect two random Russian officials and allow the site's visitor to silently listen in as those officials waste their time trying to figure out why they're speaking to each other.
They're going
to
randomly connect the two Russian officials that have the codes for the nuclear launch and blow up the entire planet.
That'll be the best of. That'll make the top.
Be the last of.
That'll be the last of.
Yeah. Quote, we're hoping for confusion and that they get annoyed, and that these might even be interesting calls to listen to for people who speak Russian, says one of the site's creators, who goes by the name Shara. The group of artists, activists, and coders behind the site is, according to Shara, called the Obfuscated Dreams of... Oh, I don't know this word. Shahazaradzadai. I can't say that word. Anyway, this war started inside Moscow and St. Petersburg with blah, 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 blah. Anyway, talks about Russia and the Ukraine.
If the war ever comes to an end, they're totally going to take credit for it. It was our prank.
Or the world comes to an end.
We annoyed them to repeal the invasion.
This can totally be, like, if anybody can do a thing, another man can do a thing. And so this can be recreated. Just because I'm familiar with the technology, I get what they're doing. This could totally be recreated and done government, really. So the article continues. By combing through the pile of leaked information, scraping phone numbers from emails, and combining the results with those found in public sources, the creators of WasteRussianTime.today say they've assembled more than 5,000 Russian government phone numbers, landlines, and cell phones included, that include members of Russian military, police, staff of its parliaments, known as the Duma, or the Duma, and even Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB, all of which are now targets of its automated robo-dialing campaign. WasteRussianTime.today is designed to work by starting a VoIP call, automatically dialing 40 of the leaked phone numbers, and merging the user onto a three-way call with the first two Russian officials' phones that connect. So it's random, too.
You ever pick up a call accidentally while you're trying to dial out? It's like, no, you called me. No, you called me. This is the whole idea.
Yes, definitely. The site's creators say that they decided not to let visitors to the site actually speak on the calls for fear that they might say something that could identify and endanger themselves. So they're looking out for the activist.
Right, yeah. Unmasked.
But another hacktivist makes that possible on their own site. Talk to Russian officials.
Totally could. So instead, the site functions as kind of a performance art installation, allowing visitors to silently observe and enjoy its spam calls. Quote, join the civil intervention against war, a message on the site reads. If you're on the phone, you can't drop bombs or coordinate soldiers.
That's not true.
How is it not true?
You've never been on the phone, like typed an email at the same time?
Yeah, I have. But only
I'm talking to Steve. Drop the bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was distracted. I didn't.
But if you're,
that's what I'm saying. Is the nuclear code right. Going to go out? Jesus.
Think
ahead, people.
Okay, but now let's just take this concept and apply it to the United States of America, for example.
Oh, that would be great.
Because I mean, everybody's phone numbers are public anyway, as far as government is concerned.
Yeah.
Right. And even if they're not, once you get a hold of the area code, which is known as the NPA, and then the next three digits, which is known as the NXX, or the exchange, the NPA NXX, then all your robocaller has to do is dial 0000 through 9999, and whatever phone number it hits is likely going to be also a government telephone.
Oh.
Because government buys their phone numbers in banks.
Call everyone in D.C. and ask them if the big guy's there.
We got 10% of the big guy.
We're looking for the big guy.
Yeah.
Tell him we got a
fundraiser for the big guy. You got 10%?
Or just even wasting their time, right? Like, people often talk about, like, doing things to, like, overwhelm the system, right?
Yeah, tying up resources.
And tying up resources, right? Like, everybody take your parking tickets to trial. If everybody did that, why, that would totally gum up the system and totally make the entire thing worthless.
It would. But on the individual level, it also wastes the individual's time.
It does.
Most people don't want their time.
Whereas this is automated. And to your point earlier, if you set it to, like, do some recording, you got one guy QA the calls later on. Curate the good ones out of the bad ones, or the ones that are like.
Or just put it on shuffle and listen to them at random, like Omegle or whatever that site's called.
Oh my gosh, this is such a great idea. Waste Russian time today.
Waste DC time today.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about the U.S. tech titans are looking to ditch passwords. Hour number two, Free Talk Live, is coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.